What good is extending your lifespan if your health doesn't go along with it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Ali Torkamani, assistant professor of molecular and experimental medicine at the Scripps Research Institute, studies the elderly and what we can learn about healthy aging from this group.
Modern medicine makes it possible to extend a person's lifespan for years. But simply extending lifespan is not enough. We want to extend health span. To better understand health span, we want to understand the genetics of healthy aging. With this goal in mind, we enrolled more than 1,400 healthy elderly individuals in an ongoing study. These men and women have lived past the age of 80 with no major medical conditions or diseases. We call them the elderly, for well and elderly. When you meet the elderly, you can tell there's something special about them. They're in their 80s, 90s, and even hundreds, and many are still teaching classes, volunteering, and even playing sports. One man in the study is 90 years old and is a star on his senior softball team. In a recent study, we sequenced the whole genomes of about 600 elderly participants and compared their DNA with the DNA of the average person. These average people were part of a group of individuals gathered by the Inova Translational Medicine Institute as part of a separate study. Unfortunately, we did not discover the fountain of youth. Instead, we found many weaker signals among common as well as rare genetic variants, which collectively suggest that protection against cognitive decline contributes to healthy aging. Of particular interest was a group of ultra-rare coding variants found among 10 elderly individuals in the COL25A1 gene, which encodes for a major component of the plaques found in the brains of Alzheimer's disease patients. Perhaps these gene variants offer a pathway for the development of new treatments for Alzheimer's disease. These are just our initial findings. We still have so much to learn from the elderly.
That was Ali Torkamani of the Scripps Research Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.